country.
As
it's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Louisiana man rescued a $200,000 lottery ticket from the trash.
It's actually important.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
I know you don't believe it.
Kevin James. Kevin.
No, I believe it. I just.
But it's important.
I understand, but you know how the show works.
I do.
Right? I mean, I don't know.
I do, and I was trying to jump in right away because.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
As a lover of diamonds.
Yes, you're trying to decide how to spell carrot.
Is it that kind of carrot or them orange ones that we eat?
Now, when you say diamonds, are you speaking of like the jewel or the gem variety?
Mm. I am speaking of the jewel. Okay. Like carrot. K-A-R-A-T, or is it C-A-R-R-O-T?
I'm going to go with the root vegetable.
Okay, the vegetable. That's what we're looking for.
Yes, sir.
Mm, the ones I used to pick out of Granny's garden. Man, I do miss that. Do you ever pick a carrot out of the garden, fresh out of the garden?
All the time.
Wipe the dirt off and eat it?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Oh, man, those were good.
When you get locked out of the house for the summer, you have to eat something.
That's exactly right. I'm looking forward to it. I think I might sneak over to my brother's house tonight.
Yes.
And they're getting ready to have a wedding there.
Okay. I didn't know your brother has started renting it out for a wedding venue, but good for him.
He's not. Mm-hmm. But his son... And his fiance now.
Correct. That's how it
works. They're getting married next summer.
Awesome.
And so they were thinking about where they were going to get married, and they looked at some venues, and then they thought, I think we just really want to get married here, if that's okay.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And she sent me, the bride-to-be sent me some photos of...
Sent you photos?
Yes, of where she thought she wanted to do everything on the property.
I understand now.
And my brother said this. Can't believe I'm saying it, but you know whose advice we need to ask?
Oh,
Uncle
boy.
Kevin.
Yeah.
He's done hundreds and hundreds of weddings. He's going to have the best idea of what to do.
I understand his hesitation, but yeah, I think he's right.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. My brother needs my advice finally. So I am looking forward to, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to do that, but the reason
so there's still potential to disappoint.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
I know this already. She has in her mind what she wants.
Yeah.
And I don't think what she has planned is the best idea.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to give my thoughts on it as a wedding professional. And she is going to say, yeah, I don't want to do that. And that's going to be the end of it.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But that's fine. I'm going to go over there. And their garden is in full swing. And I was told they have the first harvest of radishes for me.
Let's go.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's go.
We'll be having radishes hopefully tomorrow.
Yes.
Jay. You ready for all that?
I am fired up. I love radishes.
I know. And I don't know if there'll be anything else that she gives me or if I'm only getting radishes.
Well, hopefully. I'm in for all the veggies.
Thank you, Jay. Okay, let's do this.
I'm also putting it on the poll. Have you ever thought, I wonder what Kevin thinks about that.
We should get Kevin's opinion.
Yeah. Up on Twitter right now. You can check it out at Jay and Kevin.
So the actual question is,
have you ever thought, quote, I wonder what Kevin thinks about that?
Only every other minute.
Well, then reply yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what people would have thought that about. Maybe an Eric Church song, like they listen to it. And
possible.
I wonder what Kevin thinks
possible.
Of that, because he loves Eric Church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, you're already at 100%.
Chicken, maybe? Chicken breast?
Chicken is possible. Yeah.
I wonder what Kevin would think of this. That's about it. Okay, let's do a new study published in the Science of Relationships.
Oh, wow.
Found that people who posted pictures of themselves and their partners on Facebook looking lovey-dovey,
mm-hmm.
or who made gushing status updates about their other half,
yeah.
were disliked by their friends.
Yeah, I
can
see it.
It seems frequently it works both ways. Frequently boasting or boosting up your lover. Boosting up your lover. That sounds weird.
Well, just, you know, my wife is so great.
Absolutely.
You know, blah, 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 blah.
They say that is a lot of your friends just are like, ugh.
Right.
Sure.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, especially if it's all the time. I mean, you know.
Ugh.
I mean, if it's a once in a while because of a certain situation, I feel like that's maybe judged differently. But
absolutely.
But if it's every other post is like, my fantastic, beautiful, stunning, amazing.
I remember this argument that I got into with Slim. You remember Slim? Remember Slim?
Mm-mm.
Tall guy, bald head.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah.
He's going to be back here this weekend for Hoop Fest.
Yeah.
Don't think he's going to have any time to come in here, though. He's got to hurry home for a baby delivery.
That's what they say.
He's not a doctor now, folks. He's having another baby, or his wife is. But him and I got into a big argument one time about, I had posted something about Mother's Day or whatever. About my wife at the time. And my mom and how great they were and I loved them and blah, 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 whatever. Just a nice post. And he was like, that's so stupid. Like, just tell your mom and tell your wife you love them. Nobody else needs to know. And I was like, dude, it's just a nice thing to do. And then he told me the first time he did it, where he posted one about Anna, he goes, dude, I was wrong. I was like, thanks, man. I knew you'd figure it out eventually.
Both could be right, depending on how often the posts happen and what they say. Two things can be true at the same time, Kevin.
Yeah, that's very true, Jay. But, I also say this to people. If you really love somebody and you want to do it and it makes you feel good and it makes them feel good, what anybody else thinks, right?
Well, it is your social media.
Yeah.
And if someone unfollows you because they don't like it or they make a comment about it, that's also their right. Just know that.
100%. 100%. But
also, don't comment negative on people's stuff. Just don't follow them or just bite your tongue.
Why do you, if someone's being gushy, what do you really care? What do you, you're maybe going to dislike that person?
Yeah.
Because they're in love. Sounds to me like you need some love.
Yeah. Very good, Kev. I like what you did there.
I mean, guess what I am?
Amazing?
I'm not in love.
Oh.
I'm just a lonely man.
You want me to write a Facebook post about you?
Steve. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Actually, I really do.
I don't get mad when I see gushy stuff.
I'll be gushy.
Yeah.
I'm happy
I'll be
for
as gushy
people.
As a gusher.
Steve. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Name one of the animals present in the original Tootsie Roll How Many Licks commercial.
You said Tootsie Roll.
Kevin James.
How many licks? Charlie says 5 licks.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
All right, Kevin.
I've been big on love today ever since we had that.
Seems like it, yeah.
I saw you where the guy went into Ross and he was like, man, you checked me. Well, you didn't check me out. You were my checker when I was buying underwear and toothpaste and our hands touched and I felt sparks fly.
Right.
I can't stop thinking about you. I just kind of had love on my mind. So I will start with this. If it was 1989... On this day, the 26th of June, 1989, Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson married for the second time.
Oh, wow.
That's love.
If at first you don't succeed.
That's right. Maria Osmond in 1982, she got married on this day.
Okay.
Great wedding day. 1974, though, Liz Taylor did the opposite. And you think, well, this isn't love. Liz Taylor had her 5th divorce from Richard Burton.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
But you want to know what?
Got married the next day?
She didn't give up.
Oh, okay.
She didn't give up. She got married 3 more times.
3 more? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So that's really something.
Never give
up. That's love.
Yeah.
I love this. 1819. If today were 1819, June 26th, you can imagine, just picture it. Sitting there in a dirt field. And a little wooden shack behind you.
And a cart.
And your name is W.K. Clarkson Jr. And you think, you know what I should do today? I should go patent the first ever bicycle.
Oh,
and he
go.
Did. Thank you, W.K. Clarkson.
Junior.
Well, and W.K. Clarkson Sr. for making
W.K. Clarkson
Jr.
Gets a little bit of the credit, yes.
Right, yeah. How cool is that? The guy made the bicycle back in 1819.
Just got rid of my bike yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
In honor of this?
Yes, I knew it was today, so.
So, what kind of bike did you have, and how did you get rid of it?
It was a, what do you call it, bike?
Schwinn.
Like, no. Mountain bike. Mountain bike.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't mess around. And, you know, knobby tires, man, you know, 21 yeah. speed.
But you thing. Weren't, you just never rode it.
No, I don't ride it. Just, my son goes, hey, can I have this bike? You bet.
Oh, so you gave it to the kid.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. Right.
His girlfriend just bought a bike. He didn't want to buy a bike. Can I have your bike? You can have my bike. Done.
Yeah. Did he get a helmet?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I better tell him.
Well, she's got one, so I assume he'll get one.
Mm. Knee pads?
No.
No.
No, Steve.
Training wheels?
No, Steve.
I didn't say training wheels.
You didn't, and I apologize.
Yes.
It was on this day back in the year 1977. It was the last time it ever happened. Elvis Presley took the stage for the final time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's sort of sad. Because we know what happened next.
Well, yes, Kevin. Thank you.
August? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Is it August when he passed away?
Mm-hmm.
August 6th?
August
7th.
8th, maybe?
8th. I don't know. I it's weird how you remember things like that. Like, why do I know or
oh,
care?
Oh, no, 16th.
August 16th.
Yeah.
His birthday is like January 8th. Steve, do you know your any Elvis facts?
Elvis facts?
Yeah, like his birthday, when he died.
Oh, I do know he... Actually, I didn't know his birthday because we would celebrate it at one of my old radio stations. And I
really?
Know he liked... Was it peanut butter and peanut banana butter sandwiches?
Yeah. January 8th, Kevin, August 16th. Commit it to memory, please.
I'm typing in right now. Yeah, let's see.
What did Elvis have a bowl of on his piano, Steve, at Graceland?
Candy?
Incorrect. He's not Charlie the Coyote.
Okay. A bowl of. It's got to be some sort of food, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Is it,
well,
carrots?
Any rice cakes or carrots? No.
Okay.
Kevin, do you know?
I don't. Black licorice?
Bacon. Guys, it was bacon.
He had a bowl of bacon on the piano?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, seems terrible to eat bacon and then play the piano.
I'm sure it would
slippery?
Be. That's why you'd wear that scarf, though.
It's true. I guess you have something to wipe your hands.
Right.
Always. Do you believe that Elvis died on the toilet? Yes or no?
Because
there was always that always goes around, right? Like,
I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he found it on the toilet.
Yeah, or on the ground near whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think.
Why are you saying it didn't happen?
Well, there's always controversy.
Well, I mean,
you know.
the actual, you know, the coroner, Joseph Davis, disagreed, saying that, you know, he was not necessarily on the toilet.
Uh-huh.
The position of Elvis's body was such that he was about to sit on the commode.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he obviously fell on the floor. He
was right, yeah.
Sitting on the toilet.
That would be a very scary scene. Like, you walk in and you're, ooh, cool. Hey, but thanks for that cheery moment.
Elvis was found dead in his bathroom after living on a diet of cheeseburgers and Coca-Cola.
Well, I don't know if that was the whole thing, though.
I know, don't. There was other stuff, medication.
There was some stuff.
Fast
going.
Heart rate.
Yeah.
All that. I could read Elvis stories all day. Our friend Big Ed knows all of the crazy Elvis stories,
yeah.
And it's something amazing.
Yeah, you can get into a deep dive.
The one slender and sporty star went on a weight gain as he spent months barricaded in his bedroom indulging in cheeseburger platters. This is just a warning for everybody. If you were thinking about doing that, don't do it. Okay?
Let's play
the Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I hate.
What is with your watch? Seriously.
Oh, wow. You actually threw it.
I mean,
Kevin James.
Why does she talk all the time now?
It drives me crazy.
I purposely don't have that in my life.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Dutch Bros brings you Beat the Show. When you win, Dutch Bros, if you win. What?
Oh, man. Can I just say one little thing about Dutch Bros?
You can say whatever you'd like, Kevin. You have a microphone.
I finally found a drink that I love.
Oh, you're going to have a go-to now?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if they keep it around or if it's just a summer drink.
Okay.
Watermelon Fizz.
Ooh, it sounds really good.
Knock your socks off.
So it's a cold beverage, obviously.
It is, yep. And I don't even know what's in it.
I'm going to guess watermelon
flavor, and then there's like chunks of strawberry.
Oh.
You suck up your straw.
Nice.
It's really good.
Infused with juicy watermelon.
Yeah.
Adorned with fresh strawberries.
Yes.
And a hint of lemonade.
Okay, whatever it is, it's great.
Watermelon Fizz. Huh. Yep. Also a great name for a song. We should contact Tracy Byrd.
And maybe Lane Wilson.
If you drink, don't drive, do the Watermelon Fizz.
Hey, Luke.
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, man?
Good.
Anything new?
Not really. Just driving to work.
Luke, do you drink cold beverages from, like, do you go through a drive-thru, like a coffee stand or anything like that to get cold beverages?
Yeah, probably 50-50 on hot versus cold.
And does it depend on the time of day?
Yeah, probably temperature, I'd say, but.
More temperature than daytime. So, like, you could get a cold.
Summer's cold, yeah.
Sure, and you could get that in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's fair. I know some people just don't only do the hot drinks in the morning, and they would never think of doing a hot drink in the afternoon, even in the winter. But I think temperature seems to be a better guide. If you had
I'd say it's a season thing for sure.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, we're going to play a little Beat the Show here, Luke, and all you got to do is challenge either Kevin or myself. And the category today is
Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza.
Can we ask why?
Boy.
It's her birthday.
It's her birthday. Do you know who Aubrey Plaza is, Luke?
No.
An actress. I think you might
know her. She was on.
Well, don't give away an answer, Kevin.
I'm going to.
Well, I feel like you're going to give away an answer now. Now you're going to give away an answer. Yeah. Probably still get it wrong, right?
Yeah,
I know what you mean. were you going to say,
ahead,
Kevin?
Go ahead. Say it.
No, it's fine. I'm not going to say it.
No,
either.
Say it.
Okay, no.
I don't want to ruin it.
No.
No, don't say Parks and Rec. Okay, here we go. Who would you like to challenge, Luke? Would you rather challenge me or would you rather challenge Kevin?
Let's go with Kevin.
Kevin, we'll see you later. I've seen about 60 seconds. I'll yell loudly to you. Luke, the name of the game is Beat the Show. And if you do, you win the Dutch Bros. Let's see how you do pass if you get stuck on any of these 7 questions.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say that what he just said was not a giant, giant clue to question 1, but maybe I will say that.
Okay, all right.
All right, here we go. Luke, Aubrey starred as April Ludgate on what TV show?
Parks and Rec.
Aubrey played this actor's love interest in the 2009 movie Funny People. He has a very significant or recognizable laugh.
Pass. Yeah.
Aubrey is from Delaware. What is the capital of Delaware?
Dover.
Aubrey and this Wednesday actress presented together at what award show in 2023? Sort of had a, okay. Aubrey was in the movie Dirty Grandpa with Robert De Niro. How many kids does Robert De Niro have?
5.
Aubrey was a guest voice on SpongeBob SquarePants. What network is that show on?
Nickelodeon.
Aubrey dated her Scott Pilgrim vs. the World co-star for about 18 months. Can you name him?
No.
That's the right answer. You're going to get a point for that. I don't care. Kevin, you're kidding me right now. Oh, I guarantee you. Kevin, plug your ears for a second, please, as he's coming in.
Hey, I guarantee you Kevin says the exact same thing. And if he does, I'll double your points.
All right, here we go.
He's a famous person.
No, whatever. Luke, good job. All right, Kevin.
I mean, that was well played.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin, here we go. 60 seconds.
Is there
7
a controversy?
Not at all. No, okay.
No,
not
there's
at
no
all.
Controversy. It's
none.
Just hilarity.
Steve just doesn't like my scoring. All right, here we go.
I appreciate your score.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want me to write a gushy letter about you too?
I do not.
Okay.
No.
I'm working on one for Kevin.
I know. It should take most of your time.
Yeah. All right. Here we go, Kevin. Aubrey starred as April Ludgate on what TV show?
That would be Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Aubrey played this actor's love interest in the 2009 movie Funny People. He's got a very...
Adam Sandler.
Okay. Aubrey is from Delaware. What is the capital of Delaware? I know you love
it. God, you love capitals.
I love capitals, too. They're fun. Yeah. Capitals are great.
Pass. I should know that.
Yeah. Aubrey and this Wednesday actress presented together at what award show in 2023? Kind of a famous little intro that they had.
At what award show or what actor?
What award actress. Show?
Jenna Ortega.
No.
Yeah, well, that's what that question is.
What? Aubrey was in the movie Dirty Grandpa with Robert De Niro. How many kids does Robert De Niro have?
Wow, she was also in that movie with good Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Aubrey has two kids.
That wasn't the question.
Oh, Robert De Niro has seven.
Okay, well, he technically changed it before it went on.
Baby maker.
Kevin, you have to answer question seven because there's a wager on this.
I'm going to get all of these,
well,
I'm sure.
You can ask six if you want, but because he's not going to get points for it.
What's
go ahead.
Six?
Six is Aubrey was a guest voice on SpongeBob SquarePants. What network is that on?
Nickelodeon.
Okay, no points, but yeah, okay. And here we go.
Oh, you want me to ask it now?
You have to ask this question because I have a wager on this, Kevin. Here we go.
Okay, Aubrey dated her Scott Pilgrim vs. the World co-star for about 18 months. Can you name him?
What? Scott versus the Pilgrim?
Scott Pilgrim versus the World. You remember that movie?
Read the question again.
Aubrey dated her Scott Pilgrim versus the World co-star for about 18 months. Can you name him?
Scott the Pilgrim.
Oh, man, I lost the bet. All right, that's okay.
I don't.
That's all right. I lost the bet. I thought you would answer the same as our buddy Luke, but we'll see. Kevin, we'll get there in a second. Let's run through the answers and see how fast we can mail Luke his gift certificate.
Okay. Aubrey starred as April Ludgate on what TV show? Parks and Recreation.
Everybody got Parks and Rec. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Aubrey played...
Thanks, Luke.
No.
That was great.
Aubrey played this actor's love interest in the 2009 movie Funny People. He has a very recognizable laugh.
Yeah, Luke passed. Kevin said Adam Sandler. So 2-1, Kevin.
No, Seth Rogen.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. That is a funny movie.
Oh, I never seen that movie.
Funny People. Aubrey is from Delaware. What is the capital of Delaware?
Luke said Dover.
Dover is right.
Kevin
Dover.
Said I should know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2-1, Luke.
Yeah. As I was writing this question, I kind of was mixing and matching, so that's why it's confusing. Aubrey and this Wednesday actress presented together at the award show. At what award show in 2023?
Pass for Luke. Kevin said, I think you said Gina Ortega.
Asked two questions. Read it again. That is two questions. Read it again.
Aubrey and this Wednesday actress presented together at what award show?
Yeah, why you didn't just use your name?
Aubrey and this Wednesday actress.
Because I was.
So changing. that is like this actress. Well,
yeah,
who
yeah,
is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, points for everybody.
Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, it is Jenna. Because I was going to. That was the original question. I don't know.
Throw it out. 3-2.
Aubrey was in the movie Dirty Grandpa with Robert De Niro. How many kids does Robert De Niro have?
Luke said 5. Kevin said 7.
7 is right.
Wow, it's tied, but not for long.
Aubrey was a guest voice on SpongeBob SquarePants.
Nickelodeon. Kevin didn't get to it. Nah, Luke got it. Ah, he's got the lead 4-3.
I said it.
You were
after
the buzzer by about 7 minutes.
Yeah. Aubrey dated her Scott Pilgrim versus the World co-star for about 18 months. Name him.
No, that's not what you said.
Can you name him?
Can you name him? And Luke said
no.
Okay,
I didn't hear Steve say that. I was so caught up on the Scott.
You were.
Her Scott Pilgrim. Whatever. I don't know.
And I think there's like two of those movies.
I thought you would say no, Kevin.
I don't know anything about that. And I love Aubrey Plaza. I think she is extremely funny.
Yeah, I shop there. So
I really do enjoy her in a lot of stuff.
Luke, believe it or not, you ended up with 5 points, which is plenty to win. Congratulations. We'll send you some Dutch Bros, okay, buddy?
Yeah, do you care to know the answer, or are we just going to make fun
of
it?
Yeah, who did she date? I am actually curious who she dated.
Michael Cera?
Oh, really?
Oh, anything to get Michael Cera on there.
Dang, dude, that's a... Kid.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did he always have a lot of girls over? Was he kind of that guy that you knew was going to get married?
Kevin James.
Oh, I don't have any friends like that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show Stat of the Day.
Stat of the Day is brought to you by Wendell Motors, Kevin.
30 days away. That is the stat today. 30 days away.
Oh, I know this.
From?
The Olympics.
That's right. Paris Olympics are just 30 days away. All the qualifying stuff going on. It's kind of fun to watch. I am getting a little excited about it.
I'm getting excited about the Olympics. I haven't seen any of the qualifying. Well, that's wrong. I saw like one high jump or something like that. And it was like, yeah, that's high. And then something came up and, you know.
I've only seen Snoop Dogg's coverage of it.
Snoop Dogg?
Oh, yeah.
What is he covering?
The Olympic trials. He does that. Him and Kevin Hart, they did the show.
What's
last
it on?
Time. Social media is where I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
Jay, I don't know technically if it's on NBC. Who has the Olympics? NBC?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know where that is. I just always see the clips on social media. And I find it to be funny. He ran the 200.
Snoop?
Yesterday or 2 days ago.
Snoop ran the 200?
Let me see if I can find it.
How'd he do? Break a record?
I want to say 33 seconds.
I mean, that seems pretty fast.
It's not.
I mean, not Olympic style.
Snoop
fast,
used to be real fast.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I do remember hearing that before, that he was really, really fast and a good athlete.
Yeah, well, didn't his son play football for like USC or UCLA or something?
Absolutely, yeah. He did. Yeah. Let's just say it.
I mean,
even if it's not true, just say it, Steve, and people will correct us later.
Yeah, it's
Snoop
true.
Dogg's son played college football.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thanks, Steve. I didn't know that.
Somewhere in California.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking it up now. Let's see if he has a picture of it on his.
Might have been a cousin. I don't know.
It's good enough.
No, it's not on Snoop's page, so it's a different page where it's pulling up there. But it's kind of fun. I do like the different coverage, the way they do things now with the Olympics. That is a good time. But there are 5 new sports in the 2024 Summer Games.
By the way, it says that the average 7th grader runs the 200 in 26 seconds. The average senior woman? Oh, that's got to be a senior in high school. It's like, wait,
yes,
what?
Not a senior woman.
It says senior woman 21 seconds. I'm like, what? No. Okay. I mean, it's just poorly worded. I mean, I just can't imagine, you know.
Those 90-year-olds.
My
got
mom's
some
out there, you know. Oh, 4 minutes.
Have you seen the one of the 100-year-old, 103-year-old man running?
I don't know if I've seen it.
100-year-old man.
Wow.
He smokes everybody else. There's like 4 guys, and they're
and
just.
By everybody else, you mean other seniors?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Jay. They're all like.
Hey, if you're 100,
and
you can,
100.
If you can run.
That's. Jay, I'm looking at these guys, and the guys that are. I mean, they lose by 10, 15 yards.
Well.
This other guy is so fast. And then I'm just like, man, hey, other guys, don't feel bad, though, because you're running at 100.
100%. No pun intended.
You need to just be happy about it.
I mean, if you can run after, what's the age you what's the age that it's impressive if you can run after?
70.
70?
Okay. I'll give you 70.
Okay.
Well, how fast are we talking?
No, I mean at all.
Yeah, you're just running.
Just
you just
running.
Decide to run.
And just not
something
just,
happens and you run.
Yeah.
I would go 75.
75. I was thinking that too, but
that makes
yeah.
sense that you would say that. You guys are small people. I mean, for me, it's 60. Like, if
you're not, are you running
even
now?
Right now,
have
if
you
I
run?
Ran,
when's the last time you ran?
Ooh, fake
well,
jog.
But doesn't matter. No, I mean,
I've done like
faster than a
oh,
walk.
Oh, like haha, Amelia. Like, and I'll
like fake chasing her or something.
Yeah, like a fake.
Okay.
Or the a little bit of an effort crossing a street.
Right, somebody's coming, they stop,
like,
and you're...
Oh, where you act like you're kind of jogging, but you're really not... It's no faster than your walk.
The fake jog is great.
You're just
but
moving your arms
hey,
real fast.
Yeah, it shows effort.
It does. It's like, hey, look at this, I'm jogging. No, I'm not. This is actually probably slower than walking.
And the person in the car at that point, I think, appreciates it. Now, in the back
yes.
of their mind, or if there's other people in the car, they may be going, is that running?
Good
but,
Lord,
yeah.
sir.
But, you know, I mean, I've always appreciated when someone showed a little bit of giddy up.
Yeah, you're trying. Ryan.
Yes, absolutely.
You got to make a face, too.
The new sports
and a wave.
The Olympics this year, guys.
Okay.
Sports climbing.
Sports climbing.
It is, just a wall with It's climbing.
Okay, I get it. Like at the YMCA.
Uh-huh.
All right.
How do you win? Oh, is it timed?
It's gotta be. Oh, you know what, though? I guarantee you that will be cool because it will be so fast.
It will have three different categories. Bouldering, speed climbing, and lead climbing. Don't know.
I mean, I'm in. I'll do it. I'll watch it.
Skateboarding will be in the Olympics this year.
I'll probably watch that, too.
It's dumb as it is, right? Oh, you watch it and you're like, these guys are amazing.
It's fun.
Surfing.
Was that not at the previous one?
X Games, Steve.
Yeah, they have not been the Olympics. Really? These are new to the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Surfing. This is dumb, though.
Again, very dependent on Mother Nature.
It made its debut in 2020. Will return for a second time. Well, that's not a new sport.
That's not new.
So don't.
now you're just searching for ways to add sports. Because you're like, it's new. Well, I mean.
Steve, I'm going to apologize to
you. So is this shirt I'm wearing.
It's
only a year old.
This is the dumbest list. It says, skateboarding made a successful debut in Tokyo.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Well, you were right, and you should have been more.
I think you maybe got lucky.
No, because I watched some of it. It's cool. It's cool.
So is the sport climbing actually new, Kevin, or is this also part of the dumb list?
Let's see here. Sports climbing. Had a successful debut in Tokyo.
Yeah, this. Goodbye.
The final one, though. It will be making its Olympic debut at the Paris Games, breakdancing.